Hi, I'm Joe Heath.
I'm Tony Heath.
And this is the Watchathon of Rassilon.
Yay!
Talking about Galaxy 4.
Yep.
As we begin every serial, it's time for Joe Facts.
Joe Facts! I love Joe Facts. It's the most boring part of the whole podcast.
Yeah.
Joe Facts.
Joe Facts. This is the first serial of season 3. It consists of 4 episodes, 400 Dawns, Trap of Steel, Airlock, and The Exploding Planet, which aired from September 11th, 1965 to October 2nd. 1965.
That's the Joe Facts.
Well, also, additional Joe Fact, 3 of these episodes are missing. One of them exists. And one of them actually had, like, a fair chunk that existed.
That did exist, yeah.
Within it. But we'll get to that.
So let's talk about the first episode, which is
400 Dawns, which is
inaccurate.
Yeah, it really oversold us on the amount of Dawns. The number of Dawns literally kept getting smaller as the episode progressed.
And it only started at like 14. At no point did the number of Dawns get any higher than 14. So yeah. I don't know why it was 400 Dawns.
Budget cuts. I mean, it was originally gonna be 400 Dawns. And they're like, we can afford 14 at most. And then they got to filming it. It's like, can you guys cut it down to 2?
Just 2 Dawns.
2 Dawns. That's
all we can do on this budget.
So
just 1 Dawn and a mirror, actually.
When they said there was a certain amount of Dawns, you brought up an interesting, like, well, we'll get to this later, but there's 3 suns.
There's 3 suns, so which immediately, like, we were like,
is this show fucking with me? Is this show fucking with me? This show's fucking with me.
It's okay, because it turns out you were right.
Yeah.
In the last podcast.
It can do it does like a figure 8 sort of.
They could move at different rates of that.
Yeah, so like the suns would be, yeah.
Sure.
They wouldn't be the same, whatever.
Anyway.
They wouldn't be the same in the same place at all times. Loop around both. I don't know. But how does 3 suns work?
Too many.
That's overkill, you know?
Was it 3?
It was 3. It was 3 suns.
Well, I mentioned when they said, to get back to what you're saying before you had a mini freak out.
This show's fucking with me.
Is that they say that it's 14 Dawns until something will happen, and it's like, 14 Dawns, is that 14 days, or 14 divided by 3?
Yeah.
Do they all dawn at the same time? I don't know how multiple suns work. We don't know. We just don't know. Someone explain it to us.
Get Chris. Chris is the one that told me, like, 2 stars, it would be like, it would do like a figure 8 around it.
That's what I said.
Yeah. But he like went into more scientific detail about it. He linked me to a Wikipedia article.
I'm gonna read the shit out of that later.
So let's actually get into this episode instead of jumping around talking about how suns work. Stars, really.
That's something Joe just discovered.
Suns are stars, you guys!
That's a Joe fact!
It's not a Joe fact. I know suns are stars. So we start off on the TARDIS, and Vicky's giving Vicky Victor Vic. Bleh.
Hello.
I give up. The show's fucking with me.
You can do it.
Vicky is What's wrong with my voice? All right, take 3. Vicky is giving Steven a haircut,
which is adorable. And yeah. I'm mad that we couldn't see it. Like most missing things.
This episode is not the one that exists.
I like when they show things that, like, would bug me if they didn't. Like, who cuts the companion's hair? Did they do it themselves? It's like, hey, doctor, we have to go stop at Earth because I have to go get my eyebrows done. Like, the line that I really liked about in, I think it's Nine Era. The doctor says, we have the whole universe and we can only go so long without bumping into Earth. Or how long can we go? And she's like, huh, a couple days? Or is that only when we need milk?
Didn't he have a milk machine in the first episode?
The first doctor had a milk machine, yeah. Apparently he doesn't anymore. And now he just has to go back to Earth whenever he needs it.
I'm sure he can get, like, alien milk, right? Aliens have teats, right?
Almost all of them. Do the girl aliens have titties?
I'd actually be surprised if a girl alien didn't have titties. That would be something to write home about. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm going to go ahead and collect... what's the word I'm looking for? God, fuck. I'm going to go ahead and... What's the word I'm looking for? Guys, I'm sleepy. I've worked all day. I'm a little brain fried. That is it's not clarification. I'm going to...
I have no idea.
All right.
That's fine. Most of you will never hear any of this.
If you know the word Joe is searching for, submit to Watchathon of Rassilon. So, and then they land on a planet. There's no sound. It's silent. But the doctor's like, it's not like that time we were on the Space Museum planet.
Yeah, it's not that silent.
Yeah,
it's just normal, regular kind of silent.
This episode kind of, like, brings back things, but, like, different. It's silent, but not the same kind of silent. There's three suns instead of two! It's like, let's bring back our old favorite tropes, but do them differently. Even though the silent thing doesn't really have anything to do with anything, it's just that the planet's deserted. They're looking at what's outside the ship through, like, the screen. And we get this little robot. Comes up. Our reconstruction, I believe, had someone who made one and filmed it and put it in. Like, I don't think it's the actual footage.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because
when you actually see the footage for the first time, they light up and stuff.
Yeah, and also they're a little more wobbly than the ones that are in the reconstructions.
They were so cute. They were so, so cute. And here's my favorite thing about them. Vicky does what Vicky does best, and she names things. Vicky just sees things, and she's like, I love them. Which makes me love Vicky. As soon as this little robot appears, I'm like, that is the cutest robot I have ever seen. This is my new favorite robot. And Vicky says, it has a kind of chumbly kind of movement. And Steven and the doctor are both like, is that even a chumbly? Is that a thing? He's like, yeah, they're chumblies. They're called chumblies. And Vicky gets everyone else in the entire serial to call these robots chumblies. The people who create them just call them machines. And by the end of the serial, after meeting Vicky and hearing that she calls them chumblies, now call them chumblies. That is their official name now. And Vicky just made that happen.
That's adorable.
Just through sheer adorableness, that's how that happened. And the chumblies are adorable.
Chumblies!
They're so cute.
They kind of look like stackable Roombas. They collapse in on themselves.
They're like upturned bowls, almost, stacked on top of each other. And they do, they can collapse, and they go,
and they make this, like, constant beeping noise, but unlike, say, the Zarbi, it's catchy. It's like, Tony and I are dancing. Vince, I know you're listening, Vincent E.L., who does our theme song. I'm going to propose a challenge that you make some kind of song, rap or otherwise or whatever, with that chumbly noise as the beat.
Want a chumbly beat.
Remix it, whatever. I feel like you can do that. That is the Vincent Challenge! Going to be a recurring thing on this show.
No, it's not.
But I would like, if you have time or energy or if
interest.
You can. Yeah, that's a challenge. The Chumbly Challenge.
The Chumbly Challenge!
The Chumbly Challenge! Okay, moving on. Then we get to, do they go out? Yeah, they go out and there's three suns. Actually, they don't see the, do they see the, I don't know. I'm so lost.
I'm following you, man.
So, the Chumblies sort of kind of come after them, but not really. They're, like, worried. And, like, Steven throws a rock at it. And they're like, hey, what? Don't do that. He might not be a bad Chumbly. But then he threw a rock and they're like, the thing, like, pulls out a gun. The Chumbly pulls out a little boop. And doesn't do anything to him, but, like, tries to get them to follow. like the Chumleys trying to go and like starts bumping into him and like, and they're like,
the thing about the Chumleys, when they first see him, they are inside the TARDIS and it's just sort of bumping up against the TARDIS, making its way around it. And they're like, that's weird. The Chumleys can't see, so they just sort of lightly bump into things to figure out what things are.
Also, I think they can hear.
Yes.
But only in front of them.
Which is a terrible design if you've got a robot that can't see.
And it's also, it's round. So, like, how do you know where the front is? Just because it's got a little stalk, the eye stalk. It had a little eye stalk, I think.
But it's blind.
Is it blind?
That's what they said.
I thought it was just bumping into it because it wanted to get in. Like, it's trying to find a way in.
I mean, that's what's said in the episode. I don't remember. It must not be able to see.
Yeah, but the TARDIS crew makes weird assumptions anyway.
That's fair.
It's probably alive! Or dead. The human mind. So the thing's bumping in, the Chumley's bumping into them, and they're like, I think it wants us to follow it somewhere. And then they're like, well, we're not going to do it. Meh. Can't make us. And the Chumley's like, all right. And, like, sets fire to a bush. And they're like, oh, okay then. Lead on, Chumbly.
Chumbly and God have the same method of making people do things.
To be fair, the Chumblys did not make that bush talk. But it did set it on fire. A little less impressive than a talking burning bush.
Fair enough.
But still impressive enough to make you follow them. And then there's these women off in the distance watching. They come by and throw
a net.
A tiny net. A steel mesh net over the Chumley. And the Chumley's like, I give. And just collapses. So, you know, tiny nets.
My only weakness.
But they introduce themselves to the TARDIS crew, these women, and they're the Draven. And they're like, the Chumleys are bad. This net sort of, like, disables them. Let's go back to our ship. We're going to take you to Maga. That's, like, their leader. The Draven leader is Maga. They're on the lookout for the Reels, who are apparently these evil creatures that sort of, they're the ones that made the Chumleys, the Reels. Let's get real for a second. No? Okay, I'll make that joke later and it'll work.
joke later.
So, more Chumblies show up. We only had the one tiny net. Let's run. Let's get back to our ship. So they get to the Draven ship, which Steven is immediately like, this is an old piece of shit.
Yes. He's like, this is poorly made. It looks old as hell.
That like was a nice reminder that, oh yeah, he's from the future. I forgot.
Right.
But he's like, this thing doesn't look...
He's real. Not impressed by spaceships. And he's seen better.
The video comes back on for a little while. I think there's some existing footage from here till a little later on. It's actually a good chunk inside this Draven spaceship. So that's nice because, like, this is our first time really meeting these characters. It's really good that we get to see them moving around a bit before it stops existing. But the Maga introduces herself. She's kind of controlling and harsh and sort of, disdainful towards the other Dravens. She's like, I'm your leader and you guys are nothing, basically. I mean, we later learned that they're, what are they? They're like kind of like...
It's heavily implied that they don't have like as much intelligence?
Yeah, they're like...
Or they're told that they don't have as much intelligence?
I think it was like said that they were like, not necessarily bred, but like made. Like, I don't know, like cloned, but like... They're sort of just made like this way to be sort of like servants almost. That they've been created in a way.
They just do what they're told and that's what they do.
And which apparently allows Maga to treat them like shit. Mm. And it's not nice. But she informs the TARDIS crew that the planet is due to explode in 14 dawns.
So many less dawns than 400.
Why didn't they call it, I guess 14 dawns doesn't sound
as... It's not dramatic enough.
14 dawns. It just sounds like a romantic comedy.
Yes, it does.
And 14 dawns, these two will overcome their differences and learn... Go
from enemies to lovers?
All on the streets of Paris. Two Americans, mind you, on the streets of Paris. Maybe the woman's from Paris. That's how they do it. But the guy's from America. Both incredibly white. They say that the ship is stranded. It doesn't work anymore. They're going to try. They basically want the real ship.
They want the real ship. And then
Tina, like, the reveals, rills are bad, so.
Yeah. The doctor's kind of like, why are they bad? And she's like, they're just disgusting. Like, I know, you just look at them and you know that they're evil. So yeah. Right away you're kind of like, all right. She also says that the rills have offered to take us with them, to, like, take us on their ship. And I was like, all right, that sounds good. And she's like, no, it's a trick. It's a trick because they're evil. I know it is.
Yeah, we'll get up there and then they'll just destroy us or something.
So we're going to take their ship and leave them here. And the doctor's like, that seems kind of rude. I'm just saying.
And then we also during that bit, that's why when it's also revealed that the women are sort of created and also that they don't have men on their planet, really. They're all killed, right?
I think the men are bred for specific reasons only. Yeah. And it's like, you know.
I don't know if this was sort of like where this winds up going. It's almost sort of like, I don't know, like it's almost like an unfortunate sort of feminazi sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, it definitely has tones of that attitude.
Of like, this is where feminism will lead us. Of, you know, women are going to kill off all the men and, you know.
Well, okay, I will say that, like, she's talking about her society and the doctor's kind of like, your planet must be really interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's nothing negative that any of the characters really... I think Steven kind of is a little put off by it.
Yeah. But, I mean, considering that, spoilers, they're the bad guys.
Yeah.
It almost gives it a sort of unfortunate tone.
I was going to say, yeah, the characters don't really do anything bad, but the narrative does. Yeah. The narrative kind of makes it like...
Well, manga's definitely bad, but it doesn't necessarily mean the rest of the dramas are bad. We'll get to something that manga does later that's sort of shocking, but we'll get to that, I think, episode 3. But yeah, they ain't got no men. The Chumblies show up and they sort of start shooting at them or something? I don't remember. The Doctor and Steven decide that they're going to go investigate. They're going to go to the TARDIS and check and see if what they're saying is true about the 14 Dawns.
Oh, yeah, because Maga says she doesn't even know if she believes the rails at all about the planet. Because that's the only way that they knew about the planet exploding at all, is that the rails told them, hey, this planet's due to explode. We should go. Like, let's go. And they're like, no, we don't trust you. The doctor's like, I've got the internet. I've got the time internet in my TARDIS. Let me just go look it up. Maga makes Vicky stay. She says, no, one of you has to stay.
So you'll come back.
So they're not exactly, like, free to go wherever they want now. They're kind of prisoners. But they go into the TARDIS. They hop on time internet.
We also have Maga just starts yelling at the Draven and, like, saying how stupid they are. You lost our only net with the Chumblies and blah, blah, blah. And you sort of got vague ideas that she's not good. But, like, once she starts straight up yelling and telling them how stupid they are and starts sort of punishing them, that I feel like, oh, yeah. These are the real bad guys, and maybe we shouldn't be dealing with them. But yeah, sorry, go ahead with what you were saying.
So they look it up, and they're like, okay, yeah, the planet totally is going to explode, but not in 14 Dawns, in two.
Two Dawns.
Two of them.
So we went from 400 to two.
From 400 to 14 to two.
So that's...
Very few Dawns. Very few actual Dawns in this serial.
Yeah, that's like, what, 200 times more Dawns than we got. But yeah, that's the end of episode 1, 400 Dawns, and we are now into episode 2, Trap of Steel! Which, by the way, was tiny fucking gnat. Overselling it a little bit there as well. Right? I assume that's what it's referring to. The Trap of Steel is that steel mesh net. But in the first episode, I don't think it really comes back in the second episode. Oh, well.
No, it's the trap.
What trap?
The one that Vicky gets stuck in.
Vicky doesn't get stuck in a trap.
Yeah, she does.
That was like a glass trap.
No, steel.
Like, it wasn't even like glass. I mean, I don't know. Like, she could put her hand through it and shit and talk to the doctor. I don't know. And it wasn't really a trap anyway. Well, we're jumping ahead. Let's see. Okay, so the doctor and Steven are inside the TARDIS, and a Chumbly shows up. That actually happened in the last episode, but whatever. And the Chumbly's trying to get inside while they're inside it. And they're like, hey, stupid Chumbly. They can't get through that. But the Chumbly attaches these wires to the TARDIS. What's all this then? And, the Chumbly, like, basically tries to explode the TARDIS open. And, like, they're rocking it. Steven and the Doctor are rocking and rolling inside the TARDIS.
I have no memory of this place.
You don't? This the Chumley tried to blow the doors open, and they fall down, and the doctor's like, that was a trip. But yeah, the Chumley's not getting in. And they start talking for a second. They basically just get up, basically stand up enough. They have enough time to just get back up. And the Chumley does it again, and they fall over again. And I'm like, that Chumley waited for them to stand up. Just gonna be like, and go! And then we come back to the driving ship, and they've made some food for Vicky, which she's like, is this leaves?
It's a salad, and she's completely offended by it. She goes, ugh.
Ugh, I don't want to know leaves.
Mickey's utterly offended.
So, these feminists with their salads.
These women eating salads.
They're not laughing, though. And then the doctor and Steven come back, and the doctor and Steven have a bit more of conversation, going a little bit more depth about how the ship's metal is sort of weak. It's not very strong. Like the doctor can poke it with his screwdriver. Not his sonic screwdriver.
It's just a regular screwdriver, you guys.
Yeah. I don't know if it's Phillips or flathead. Mm-hmm. Probably flathead. Then they go in, and the doctor's like, yes, the planet's going to explode, but not in 14 dawns. More like five. He doesn't say two dawns. He doesn't.
I don't think he even says
that. No, he says that it's going to explode.
No, I mean, I don't think he says five. I think he's just like, yep, 14. Mm-hmm.
Does he? Yeah. I thought he said it was less, but not. No. He said 14?
He just says, yeah, 14's definitely going to explode.
So, and then they're like trying to talk him into joining the Reels.
You mean attacking the Reels?
No, I mean the doctor's wanting them
to go with the Reels.
Yeah, like let's join out with the Reels. We don't know if they're bad. They told you the planet's going to explode and blah blah blah. Maga kind of knows that shit's up, and then like threatens to hurt Vicky, I think. And then the doctor's like, all right, it's two dons. He tells the truth. So really, his ploy didn't last very long. The doctor and Vicky,
I don't understand why he lied.
I don't know either. I don't know what his plan was. Maybe just to be like, the real or trustworthy. They gave you the right information. Team up. So the doctor and Vicky are now going to leave and investigate the Reels. But this time Steven's going to stay behind, which is a nice sort of parallel. Because it was first the doctor and Steven go off to investigate while Vicky stays behind. Now it's doctor and Vicky go to investigate while Steven stays behind. And spoilers, Steven don't like the leaves neither.
He makes the same.
Ugh. Vicky and the doctor are sort of wondering, why have the Chumleys not attacked?
They've had plenty of chance to. We know they can. They're equipped with weapons. We've seen them.
I mean, they set a tree on fire. They tried to blow the TARDIS open.
But so far, they've just kind of, you know, gently beeped and bumped into us and been adorable.
Steven just sort of like, I'm going to take a nap. And then, like, eyes this gun that the guard is holding on him. Peaks, I think. Then Maga is talking and is like, I want in the TARDIS. Because maybe we can leave in the TARDIS. They got a ship. They got here. Maybe we'll take theirs. The doctor and Vicky come across a Chumley.
Oh, it's a really cute scene where the doctor's like, you've got to observe.
Before, like, he says, like, a handful of things. I forget what it is, but, like...
Be like, you have to, like, observe and then analyze and then basically...
Scientific method is shit.
Before you rush into things. And he kind of teaches her that, and it's cute.
And then Vicky throws a rock at it. Again, that's what Steven did at the beginning, and now Vicky's doing it. She's throwing a rock. And then she's like, I observed the Chumley. I analyzed it, threw a rock at it.
And then I threw a rock, and she's very proud. I love Vicky a lot. Quite, like, I still really miss Ian and Barbara, but I adore Vicky.
Yeah, and then that thing, that's when they learn that the Chumleys can't hear behind them.
They can't hear behind, because they're like, how are we going to get into this Reels place without, you know, getting through the Chumleys? And they're just like, well, just as long as we walk behind them, we'll be fine. Like, the place is crawling with Chumbleys, but somehow they end up staying behind the Chumbleys at all times.
Yeah. And it gets a little bit away, and the doctor has this line about arranging his limbs in some semblance of a run. That's the weirdest way to word that, doctor. The Draven are charging their guns for an attack because they run on batteries.
Because they gotta.
Vicky get to the Reels place, and there's a drill rig set up. I don't remember why.
I do. they did not have enough power. That's why they were still on the planet to begin with. They didn't have enough power for their ship in order to actually leave the planet. So they were drilling into the planet. They needed something. I don't remember if they even said. But they need whatever they needed to power their ship. That's what they were trying to drill for.
Drill for, okay. They notice a smell and they realize it's an air purifier, basically. Except it's not making oxygen. It's making whatever the reels breathe. So,
ammonia?
Yeah, ammonia. That's it. They also realize that the real spaceship is a lot better than the Draven spaceship. Because the doctor pokes it with his screwdriver. It's like, pretty solid.
Yeah, this is way more advanced.
They go inside and there's sort of like a chumbly repair shop.
There's a little chumbly and Vicky's like, it's a baby chumbly!
It's a tiny baby chumbly.
It's a little baby chumbly. I love the chumblies.
And then we get our first look at the reel! And it's scary!
Like, it looks like it's just like a massive melting blob.
It looks like a walrus booger.
Yeah! It does! It looks like a walrus booger.
Not a booger from a walrus, no, but like a booger.
A booger that is a walrus.
It's
like
a
if
combined.
Someone tried to take a large booger
and craft it
into a walrus. That's what the real look like.
It's a boogery walrus. Walrus. Not Wallace.
So Vicky sees it and obviously screams.
And that is the end of episode 2. And we are now into episode 3. Airlock, which exists. And also the airlock will become important later. Bah, bah, bah. There was no trap of steel in that episode.
I guess not. There's a trap of steel in the next episode.
Maybe it's saying that they're sort of stuck in the Draven ship, which is made of steel.
It's a title.
Who cares? Airlock, though, is relevant and not exciting. It's not really an exciting title.
It's a thing that happens.
It doesn't exaggerate. That's something. That's good.
There's just those singular airlock, and it delivers on that.
And then we actually get to see the chumblies for real for the first time, and they're more wobbly than in the constructions. But
and they light up, too.
Yeah, like they sort of, the lights circle around.
I want a pet chumbly. I want a chumbly, and I want Optera pajamas.
The chumbly comes into the room, and the doctor and Vicky do what happens in every classic Who serial we've watched so far. They hide in plain sight. They hide
really? This is what I recall this one being particularly bad. Like, it's a table that's not even that tall, and they're both hiding behind it.
And they're still kind of, like, shoulders above it.
Yeah. But the Chumblies can't see, so...
But like,
or hear behind themselves.
Okay, but the Chumblies are controlled by the reel, presumably. Wouldn't the reel maybe have, like, security cameras? I don't know, just throwing that
anything
out there. It's just, maybe the reel's like, hey, Chumbly, over there, I can see them. We should also say the reel is behind a, like, glass door.
Right, because the reel breathes in ammonia.
Yeah.
And so they're outside where... They're inside the ship, but I guess they're not...
They're not in... It's like... Yeah, it's like a little... I think it's like a little area they've set up. Like the Chumblies have set up, I suppose.
Oh, okay.
They're not... I don't think they're actually inside. Maybe they are inside. I don't know how that works.
But there's like a glass partition.
This set is actually really cool looking.
It is very cool. It's... These like modular.
Yeah, it's like these little sort of like glass corridors instead of like... it looks... futuristic and cool.
There's something that was said where they see a door and it's like Chumbly shaped and they're like, look, a Chumbly door. And you were like, we do not have people shaped doors.
We've had Dalek shaped doors, but yeah, we don't have doors in the shapes of humans.
Well, that would be like inconvenient. But, like, a Chumbly doesn't have like limbs that move.
Dalek can use a square door just as easily as it can like an arch door. Anyway.
I don't know. I'm not as mad about it.
But they go to run out, and the doctor gets out, but Vicky does not. The door shuts on Vicky.
And she's not in the ammonia thing, by the way. She's in the... That's what I was saying, is maybe the steel cage.
Yeah, it could be.
Steel cage. Steel...
But she's like, I'm gonna go try to find the reel and talk to it. And the doctor's like, well, I'm gonna fuck with their shit and turn it back into oxygen.
Yeah, this air purifier, which all of the control panel is apparently right here. I'm gonna... fiddle with it so that it doesn't work anymore, and instead of ammonia, it's sending oxygen through there.
MAGA has a villain speech.
She gets intense really quickly.
And she's like, I want to get on their ship, and I want to go out into space, and I want to look back at the planet exploding and just know that they're fucking dying in front of my eyes. And, like, Steven's pretending to be asleep and just like, fuck.
This isn't good. Is this the point, or does it happen later, where Steven tries to get the gun?
No, that's happening right now.
That's happening right now.
He's gonna grab that gun. Well, I mean, he's peeking at it. He's looking at it.
Well, when he tries to, he's like, hey, wouldn't it be good, than one of the soldiers. He's like, wouldn't it be good if you gave me a gun, and you got a gun, and then we could both go take out the Chumblies together.
Oh, yeah, that happened last episode. I got that confused. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and actually, there's a little bit where he's eating the food and grossed out by it, and he's like, does, you know, MAGA have to eat leaves? And she's like, no, she's the leader. She's got special leader food.
Oh, yeah, he's trying to cause a revolt with the Drobins.
Somehow it comes up that she has a special gun, too, and it could take out the Chumblies. I can take out anything, even the Chumblies. And he's like, shouldn't you all have one of those guns if it could take out a Chumbly? And then you wouldn't have been in trouble for losing the net. Like, then you would all have the gun. And he's like, you should go get it, because it would be good, right? Like, she wants you to take out the Chumblies. So if you got it to take out the Chumblies and gave me yours, and I could help you take out the Chumblies, then she would be happy with you, right? She's like, yeah, yeah.
But then Maga comes in and is like, shuts that shit down.
Yeah, like, he is trying to trick you. You are stupid.
Well, okay, when I said he was peeking at the gun in the last episode, that's actually what happened. He didn't peek at the gun. That happens this episode. I got my notes mixed up because mixed it's... up. But yeah, so just mentally move what Tony just said to overlay what I mistakenly said.
Well, you could just do that with the magic of editing.
Nope. It's more fun when it's messy, I think. Basically, he sort of like, well, I'll give up for now until another opportunity arises, which arises when the guard in front of him has a gun and he's keeping an eye on it. But then we get Vicky talks to the real talk time.
Why? Why do you do these things to me?
Real talk. Real good talk.
I just wanted to do a podcast. I just came out here to have a good time. Honestly.
But the real no kill. Okay, because that's another thing. Manga said previously, we forgot to mention this. We're like that guy. We're like that guy that's like, oh, tells a joke and is like, oh, I forgot to say the guy's blue.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot to say. It's not funny if you don't know.
There's a monkey. No, yeah, Maga said that when they landed on the planet, the Real killed
one of her soldiers.
Vicky mentions this to the Real, and Real's like, no,
we didn't. Tried to save her.
Yeah, we didn't kill anybody. We found
her, and she was wounded, and we tried to save her.
Yeah.
And then Maga showed up and killed her in the face.
Oh, man, it shows, like, what
She's
happened.
She's, like, bloody all over.
And just, like, shoots right in the face.
Right in the face.
I was like, holy shit, that's intense.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of violent. I mean, you know, for the time.
Because it does like a cutaway to when the stuff that happened, and it's the other Draven is sort of like, help me sort of thing. And
she's like, nope,
shot her in the face. I forgot to say, the Real is talking through the Chumbly. The Chumbly is the Real's thought speaker. So it's like DJ Roomba.
DJ Roomba in the house! DJ Chumbly.
Once the Real fills her in on that information, she's like, oh, you guys are good. Hold on a second.
I gotta go get the doctor.
Yeah,
He's about to screw you guys over big time.
Let me go stop him from turning your air into not air.
Let me stop him from suffocating you all to death.
And then we cut to Steven asleep. Well, pretending to be asleep. And Steven's guard, she starts to fall asleep. He gets the gun. Storms out, but then sees a Chumbly, and he doesn't know the Chumblies are good, so he's like, oh, shit, then like runs back inside.
Back inside, and there's an airlock. This is the airlock, you guys. There's a door to the outside, and then there's a door into the spaceship, and he's in between them.
So he's sort of stuck between the two.
Right, he's got them both locked, so the Chumbly can't get in, the Draven can't get in. You know, the Draven are all on one side being like, you might as well come in. Are you going to take your chances with, you know, the Chumblies, or...
And he's like, let me handle it for a bit. And then we go back and Vicky stops the doctor. You find out the Reels... Well, actually, the Reels have no way of powering their ship. They've been drilling, but I guess
they've been drilling, but whatever the power they've done, they don't have enough yet.
And the doctor's like, well, the TARDIS got some jumper cables. Let me give you a jump.
Basically.
So they're like, yeah, that'd be great. So they're going to get some cords and or big old wires, and the Tumbler's going to take them to the TARDIS, and we're going to connect the two so that the Reels have a way to get off the planet. Oh, and also the Reels keep saying, by the way, you don't want to look at us. You can't look at us. Even though we kind of already know what they look like.
We've seen them through the glass, which was
frosty, I guess.
Yeah, but you get the idea.
Buggery walrus.
That's it.
Vicky offers to go back and help Steven, but the doctor says no for some reason.
I think it was just kind of like, he can handle himself.
Yeah.
When we're done with this, we'll just go get him. Which, unfortunately, is kind of not the case.
Because the MAGA starts to remove Steven's air from the airlock.
Steven, I don't think he's aware it's an airlock. Because she's like, by the way, that little room you're standing in? Yeah, it's an airlock. And flips the switch and the air starts coming out of it. That's dramatic and it's scary. I don't like when bad things happen to Steven.
And but the doctor and Vicky show up. Vicky controls the Chumbly?
Yeah.
They don't show up. They meet the other Draven.
One of the Draven and... The Draven's like got a gun on them, and she's like, "I wouldn't. We control the Chumblies." And she's like, "Chumbly, come here. Chumbly, stop. Chumbly, go back." And the Chumbly does those things.
But the Draven like pulls a gun anyway on it, and then they wrestle the gun from the Draven.
Right.
And then we come back, and the door's locked, and the air is slowly going out, and Steven's gonna die. And that is the end of Airlock. See?
That's how you do it.
That's how you title an episode. And the next episode, also a relevant title, The Exploding Planet! Which kind of gives away that it's going to happen. I mean, for sure.
Well, I mean, we knew that.
We knew it, but yeah, it does happen eventually. But, yes, we are on the last episode.
It gives away the major plot line of the first two episodes.
I'm sleepy. I'm tired, and I've worked all day.
You work so hard.
Cafe. I am baristaing. Ugh. So, a bomb gets thrown in through the spaceship window. Oh, by the way, this episode doesn't exist. And Steven is saved. Does Vicky do it?
I was going to say, if we seem hazy on things, that's because things were hazy.
Also, they don't exist, so I feel like the ones that don't exist don't stick in our heads as well.
Right, there's nothing... There's no visual reference, really. There's a bomb?
Yeah, like it got thrown through the... Like, they chucked it through the window.
Oh! The Chumblies do it. Yeah. The Chumblies do it, and it's gas. It's ammonia.
Yeah. And then the Chumblies are pissed at the Dravens, obviously. Because I think they come in and sort of, like, hold them at gunpoint. The Chumblies do.
No, I mean, not really.
I've got a note that says Chumbly pissed at Dravens.
Do you? Because... Yeah. The real that's
because the Dravens are stuck in the ship and they start plotting and planning.
Well, they have to go out of the ship when the ammonia's in there.
Well, I think it was just like a small area or whatever.
But they have to come out of the ship.
But they're stuck in the ship though.
But they go out and they actually talk to the Real through the Chumblies.
Yeah.
And the Real's like, "Hey, why do you keep attacking us? Why do you keep attacking the Chumblies? They've not done anything to you, and you keep attacking them." The Real are basically like, "Look, whatever. You guys go back into your ship, leave us alone."
Yeah, and the ammonia's cleared out by then.
Well, yeah, because Amaga's like, "We can't go back into our ship. You poisoned it." And he's like, "We just wanted to get you out so we could get Steven. Now that we've got Steven, we just want you guys to go back and leave us alone. That's all."
So yeah, but they get stuck. They're stuck in their ship. And they start plotting. Vicky and the Doctor are setting up the power transfer. And they're going back to the TARDIS with the cords and shit. Steven hangs out with the Reels. Walks around and looks at things. Which is very boring for us because it does not exist.
Yeah.
But then he starts questioning the Reels. Because he I feel like he's not 100% like sure if the Reels
He still doesn't trust them. Which it's not that he like trusted the... But Darwin.
He didn't trust.
He just doesn't trust anybody. He's like, I still don't buy it.
Steven questions everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, but then he's like, okay, yeah, you guys are good. I'm going to help out. Is there anything I can do?
What is it that convinces him? Because it's like, there's a moment where I feel like he feels like kind of a dick for a second. Where like, he's kind of grilling this Rill.
Oh, it's fine when you
yeah, it's funny when I do it. That was an accident.
That was real stupid. I'm getting my fill of this Rill stuff.
All right.
Oh, it was like, how do we know you're not going to, like, fuck us over?
Mm-hmm. And leave us here?
Oh, I know what it is. He says, the doctor is a great man. We would save him. Like, because there's also, like, this limited amount of time they have to get off the planet, right?
Right.
The power transfer might not go through in enough time if something were to happen.
It's a thing where it's like they've got 2 hours till the planet explodes, and they've got an hour and, like, a half for how long it's going to take the power to transfer.
And they're like, if it comes down to it, we want you guys to go. We'll stay behind and with the exploding planet. It's more important to us that great people like you and the doctor and stuff get off the planet.
And he's kind of like, oh, I'm the asshole. It's me.
And then he decides to help them out. I forget what he helps them out doing, but he's going to, like, tinker with something around the real spaceship. Throw in his lot when the Draven's, I guess, get out somehow and sort of start following the Chumbly!
Which, this is the point, by the way, where at some point in either this episode or the last episode, where the Rill's like, you call it a Chumbly? And he's still calling it a machine, but in the next episode, he's like, calling it a Chumbly. I love it so much.
The Draven call them Chumblies?
Everyone. It's a Chumbly now, because Vicky made it so.
Why not?
Because everyone's like, that's a great name.
It's a Chumbly. That's what it is.
You look at it and you're like, yeah, all right.
It's probably my favorite aspect of this serial. But then night starts approaching, and there's rumbling. There's a rumbling. There's a Chumbly rumbling. It's not a Chumbly rumbling. The Draven attack the Chumbly and overpower it. And they're going to go get the Reels next. The power transfer starts. The Draven's advance. A Chumbly paralyzes a Draven. This is all happening super fast. But then the TARDIS crew get taken inside and get to full on see
the Rill for the first time.
And they're like, you ugly but cool.
I think Vicky has a line where she's like, well, we must look gross to you.
Maybe your boogers look like humans.
Which is something I always appreciate. It always drives me crazy. Like, I used to watch, like, a lot of, like, Teen Titans when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And a lot of episodes would, like, start with, like, a fight, and they would just, like, immediately, like show up to help. And it's like, you don't know what's up. You're making assumptions, and you could be making the wrong assumptions. It's rude.
It always reminds me of that episode of Angel, where Angel killed the demon.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever it was, the monster. But then it turned out, like, it was a good guy.
It was, like, somebody's protector, and he just killed him?
Yeah. Because it was fighting a human, but the human was the bad guy, I think. I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
My memory's a little foggy, but I just remembered that Angel killed the wrong dude because it looked like a monster. And he just assumed. And then he had to, like, spend the rest of the episode, like, sorry. I'm sad. Thanks. Brood. I don't deserve a soul. But the ship is powered. They spend for fucking ever saying goodbye to each other.
They do. We're like,
I've written a speech. We have 10 minutes, but I'd like to thank my agent. I'd like to thank Vicky for naming the Chumblies. I'm like, stop and just go. God.
We did it. You're ugly but great. You love all of them. They love all of you. Go so you don't die.
All of you. All of you stop talking. And just get out of there. If you don't, you're gonna be real dead.
Jesus.
But finally, the Rills leave.
Real tired of your shit.
Real tired of my shit. The Rills leave. They get the Rill out of there, and that's not even a thing. The TARDIS crew returns to the TARDIS, and Maga is left behind to die, and the planet explodes while the Draven are still on it, and it's kind of intense. The reconstruction shook the picture, and it's like, yeah, everybody gets out except for the Draven. Fuck the Draven. I don't know. I feel bad for
the other two.
Yeah, for the, yeah. Which, by the way, they literally just have numbers for names. They're like 2, 3, and 4. I don't know if we mentioned that.
I guess one is the one that died.
Oh, you're talking about the other soldier. I think yeah. It was like a real part. Like, that one was like a real, like it was like another commander.
Well, no, because she said one of my soldiers died.
Oh. I thought it was like a commander person. Like a another.
She said soldier.
Like a commander is a soldier. Right?
I'm just saying what it is on the show.
I don't remember. But yeah, like the ones that aren't important literally just have numbers for names. So the TARDIS appears somewhere else, and they're like, there's a planet on the screen, and they're like, they're not going to go there. Why would they do that? And they're just like, I wonder what's going on there. I don't know. I don't care. Let's go. Like, which never happens. But then we get to see what's on the planet, and there's an astronaut there, and he's like, I remember now. I must kill. And you're like, what? And that is the end of Galaxy 4!
Which, that cliffhanger is going to have nothing to do with the next episode, right?
No, it does, it does.
Oh, it does?
The next episode...
has nothing to do with the...
This, okay, the next episode, I'm going to spoil you guys, does not have the TARDIS crew at all. It's a Doctor Light. It's literally just one episode. It's called Mission to the Unknown, also known as the Dalek Cutaway. It's basically a prequel to the upcoming Dalek serial, but it's not the serial immediately after it. It's a little weird. It apparently confused some people when it aired. Like, what is this? What? Why is it not being followed up on the next serial? That's going to be a really short podcast. We're actually going to try to watch and record it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, another thing I wanted to bring up before... this is about Galaxy 4, which we just watched. Jez was texting me while she was watching it. You guys remember Jez, right?
Yeah, we love Jez.
That Adult Phil and How to Grow the Fuck Up. I said that like really violently. How to Grow the Fuck Up. How to Grow the Fuck Up.
Anger about that you want to talk about? Or
so, here's some thoughts she had about Galaxy 4 in the segment we're going to call Jez's Thoughts. I think we should, if our previous guests have watched them and text me their thoughts, I'm going to share them. Jez's Thoughts.
Okay.
She said, I think it's kind of dumb the reals refer to our galaxy as the solar system. It's correct, but really, any galaxy with a sun is a solar system. And I said, I just want to say, three suns? This show is fucking with me! And she said, yes, that one had three suns, so it was also a solar system. I said, super solar. Solar's system. And that was pretty much it. But yeah, I didn't really notice that. That they said solar system, and that wouldn't have meant, I probably wouldn't even have thought about it. But that was a Jez thought.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that Jez thought.
So I guess they're in Galaxy 4, which I think that's the most boring title for the serial, for a serial, Galaxy 4. It doesn't tell you anything. That's probably why I don't remember watching it before. I remember the Chumleys. I remember a lot of this episode, but I did not remember that it was Galaxy 4 because
that makes sense.
That title is so generic.
Yeah.
What would you, I would have called it the Chumleys.
Steven and the Chumleys.
Or the Reels or the Draven.
Steven and the Chumleys.
Real time. let's do what we do at the end of every episode. What are your final thoughts?
You're killing me today.
Final thoughts. That's pre-established.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
What are your final thoughts, Joseph?
My final thoughts. I'm real sad this don't exist. It always makes me sad when we watch one that doesn't exist. But I still enjoy that we do watch them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look what we would have missed out on. The Chumleys! The Chumleys are adorable. I love the Chumleys. I love Vicky naming the Chumleys. I think the serial actually did pretty well at sort of subverting that whole monsters are ugly, you know? The humanoid people were bad. The monsters were good, which at the time probably wasn't that common of a trope. I mean, it is kind of now, sort of subverting that. But it was nice. It seemed to move. The pace seemed pretty quick and pretty good. The sets that we did see in episode 3 looked really nice. I like the makeup on the Draven. We didn't mention that. They have these sort of like sparklies around their eyes.
Yeah.
And the real spaceship, the set design for that is just amazing. It's like sort of like a, I don't know, just... how many different ways can you do corridors, but they pull it off, you know what I mean? Steven and Vicky have that nice sort of parallel that I like, with they both sort of go through the same... it's not like super obvious, but like they throw the rocks at the Chumley, they go off to investigate while one of them stays behind, and then they both don't like leaves. Mm-hmm. I sort of appreciate that sort of parallel stuff. All in all, I liked it a lot. I thought it was fun. And it got super intense at points with, like, Maga was terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, putting aside the sort of unfortunateness of potentially, like...
I mean, I will say, it is nice to have... I enjoy villains who are just evil, like, delightfully evil.
Yeah.
And to me, it's kind of nice to have that kind of villain as a woman.
Yeah, but I feel like... Yeah, I'm fine with that, but I feel like they sort of set it up as, like, this is an entirely female race thing.
And that's why things are this way.
Yeah.
Because it messes it up.
Yeah, that's what I feel like might have been... Like, if it had been, like, a handful of different... I mean, if, like, you know, male and female characters, or if other genders, even.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get out of that stereotype. But still, like, if it was, like... couple of guys and a couple of women, and she was the leader and evil. I feel like that might have been a little bit more less. I don't know.
It definitely seems like the even if there was just I don't know, there's something in the story that it just seems to be that implication of.
Oh man, pshaw!
It's somewhere in the dialogue. I'd say that it's like, yeah, if this is what it would be like. It'd be kind of fucked up kind of thing.
And what are your final thoughts?
To be honest, I mean, I like the Chumblies. I like Vicky naming the Chumblies. I like the Rill. I that trope was one of my favorites because it's always... I mean, it's been a thing that's bothered me since I was, like, young. Like, yeah. I had to read Beowulf in high school. And I wrote Beowulf fan fiction because it made me mad. We don't have to talk about it. So, I mean, overall, like you said, you could kind of forget that you had watched this serial. Even though there's a lot of really great stuff in it, it doesn't leave the same impression as some serials had.
That's
it doesn't
true.
Leave as much as one. Which is due in large part to the fact that, you know, most of it doesn't exist.
That's always rough. But, like, I mean, I do...
Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. Chumblies.
I love Like I said, even in, you know, my least favorite Doctor Who episodes, there's always something that's, like, my favorite.
Also, I think it's a series season premiere, and it did a good job of reestablishing the companions.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, like, I mean, I really enjoyed that scene of Steven being like, this ship looks old. It doesn't look great.
You know, I will say, too, that I really enjoy Steven and Vicky's dynamic. Like, it seems very, like, brother-sister type of thing. Like, they're teasing each other and goofing around and...
Cutting each other's hair. Well, Vicky's cutting his hair.
That's nice.
So I guess that's it. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next time with Mission to the Unknown! Ooh. I know what it is. Check out our Patreon. Patreon.com/watchathon. Go to our website, watchyourrassilon.com. That's one R. And keep it rassle awesome.
That is not a thing.
It's a thing.
It's
I just said
it.
It's
not a thing.
I said it, so it's a thing.
Quit trying to make rassle awesome a thing.
It's too late. It's already a thing.
It's not.
It's taking over.
No
people
one,
love it.
No, everyone.
They're putting it on their t-shirts.
No.
They're putting it on
t-shirts. You said t-shirts.
They're putting it on their t-shirts. They're putting it on their t-shirts. They're putting it on buttons, badges, their underwear, hats.
No, that's not a thing.
Rassle awesome hats.
There's none of those things are real things that exist.
I they're getting tattoos. it's going everywhere.
You're
it's
just,
viral.
You're just lying.
It's literally viral. There is now a virus that is rassle awesome.
You're just sitting here telling lies.
It's just like it like you hear it
like,
and
don't
then
you
like
feel
suddenly
bad
you are infected with rassle awesome.
Lying to people?
You guys are rassle awesome.
You
Thank
guys
you.
Have rassle awesome. It's terminal. I'm sorry.
Bye.